You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We've got our take cannons loaded and ready.
Ready.
Absolutely dominant on deep routes. Absolutely dominant on short routes.
The boys are back, baby.
Excellent separation against man coverage.
This is Reception, Reception, the show.
Okay, so we started the show, Matt, by talking about weird affinities for players.
What a transition.
Yeah. You know, a couple years ago, or last year in particular, I think a lot of folks, oh no, 2 years ago, people were definitely very nicely saying you had a weird affinity for Brandon Ayuk. And you just got done with his profile, you posted it to the site. And a lot of the things that, you know, you believed after watching his rookie tape still hold true going like after year three now. 78 receptions, his first 1,000-yard season, 10-15 to be exact. 8 touchdowns, really good number. A 68.5% catch rate, which I think is pretty good too, given his role in this offense. And I just thought, okay, and, you know, people saw it from a raw statistical standpoint, but I just thought from, you know, the numbers that you posted here in reception perception, I thought he really took a step forward as a player and a route runner as well in 2022.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about Brandon Ayuk on the podcast, and that was like a nice, you're right, that would have been a nice way for people to say it at the time, like, oh yeah, a bit of a weird affinity for Brandon Ayuk. It was probably more heated than that after like the first 6 weeks of the season when the guy was not playing. And wasn't that the first year after we launched the site. It's like, great, we're going to have to close shop.
People were so mad about Brandon Ayuk. Good God. All right.
Yeah, because, you know, he was just in the doghouse and all that stuff. And I think, you know, what we've learned about the whole doghouse thing and you know, basically, like, what I said to people going into last year was you need to take those, like, first 8 weeks of the season and just, like, forget it ever happened, basically. And just, like, think of who Brandon Ayuk, like, the trajectory that he's on besides that point. What we've learned about that doghouse thing is, like, a lot of what Shanahan was riding Ayuk so hard about was like he wanted him to tighten up the details, tighten up the fundamentals, because he believed he had incredibly high potential and he wasn't working to that level in the offseason in practices or even running the routes at the exact right depth or the exact right pace and tempo that the offense required. Even if he was getting open, like, he could be better than that. And I think reception perception would agree, like, he has that type of potential. I mean, his third season, it was so awesome. And I know, like, raw stats perspective, he's competing with Debo, he's competing with George Kittle, but you know, Shanahan is so great at scheming guys up, right? You know, I call him one of the top schemers in the NFL. Debo Samuel, he's got a very creative role for him. Obviously what they can do with McCaffrey, what they've done with other receivers, but this offense still functions, I think, personally, at its best when they have a true number one coverage dictating X receiver who beats man coverage at a high rate, who beats press coverage at a high rate and stresses the defense vertically. And baby, Brandon Ayuk is that guy. Like, he lined up outside on 81.3% of his sampled snaps. He was on the line for 83.9% of his sampled snaps. Like, there's no, oh, let's scheme something up for Brandon Ayuk. Mostly what Brandon Ayuk does is go out, face top coverage on the outside and win. And he wins, man. 79.3% success rate versus press, 77.1% success rate versus man coverage. those are the 89th and 91st percentile in reception perception history. I mean, those are incredible indicators. It puts him in similar company to guys like AJ Brown and Terry McLaurin earlier in their career. Like, he definitely belongs in that pantheon of wide receivers. Like, to me, Brandon Ayuk is a number one receiver through and through. I think his situation right now is very similar to like Stephon Diggs in Minnesota. Run heavy offense. We know he's a good player. I think everybody agrees Brandon Ayuk is good. Everybody agreed Stephon Diggs is good at that time. But like, he is definitely capable, if the right circumstance ever arose, whether it was in San Francisco or whether it is elsewhere at some point, because they can't make all the contracts work. I mean, he could definitely have like a, you know, what Diggs became in Buffalo. Like, he could definitely be that guy. That's how good Ayuk is.
Like a perennial 1400 dude, where, you know, you're just like, oh, okay, this guy's an absolute stud. Now, he just, from a raw statistical standpoint, just hasn't necessarily been that guy. There's such a heavy competition for targets there. It's run heavy, as you mentioned. I'm going to even mention George Kittle, right? Like, George Kittle is a guy that needs to get the ball too, right? So Deebo Samuel is a guy that needs to get the football too. So you just talked about this with Ja'Marr Chase in that competition for targets. You know, is he ever going to post one of those 170 target seasons?
Yeah, no.
Brandon Ayuk certainly is not going to be that guy. Not so long as Shanahan is there and they've got a capable run game. Even if, I mean, thing is with Shanahan, anyone's a capable running back in that system. But yeah, like, you got Shanahan there. They're going to run. They're so good at running too, by the way. And Deebo Samuel and George Kittle are there. It's like, when the hell is Brandon Ayuk going to see 170? When's he going to see 150 targets? You know, like, it's going to be tough. You know what I mean? But, you know, Matt, when I look at this man's profile, by the way, you mentioned the 77% success rate versus man. That was the, you know, second highest man score in 2022. Second highest only to Justin Jefferson, higher than Ja'Marr Chase. And again, I get it. You know, the whole nine route thing, we just got done talking about that. Fine. But, you know, Matt, in my opinion, I feel like the three most important routes in football today anyways are truly the post, dig, and slant. Obviously they're all in breaking routes, but these are routes that in today's NFL can potentially be cover two breakers, especially the post and the dig. And those three routes for Brandon Ayuk, the post, the dig, and the slant, this man was absolutely special, and you could not defend this man on those three routes.
Yeah, and the curl route's definitely not as important as it once was when their team was running more man coverage, because it's more of a man-beating route, what we just talked about with Ja'Marr Chase and, like, the deception stuff. And yeah, those cover two beating routes, two deep safety, stuff like that. Like, I think every receiver I talk to, and especially guys under 25, they all say they want to play out of the slot more, and they all say, like, I remember talking about this with Garrett Wilson, like, he's like, all I want to do is run, you know, basically out of the slot and run deep posts, like bang between two safeties, which is because that's exactly where the modern NFL defense is at this point. Yeah, those routes are incredibly good indicators for Ayuk, and it's, I think, really where the development has come from, because you don't have college reception perception data for Brandon Ayuk, because that was during my like 2-year gap of charting prospects, but kind of the book on Ayuk coming out of school was he was like a raw route runner, and he wasn't really technically refined. He was, you know, a guy that could feast on off man coverage and stuff like that, but a lot of it was like working to the sideline, working down the field, those like his best big plays. And like, he was probably, maybe he was going to be like a designed after catch type, like kind of like a Kadarius Toney type, honestly, is what he was sort of billed as. The fact that he's developed into one of the premier route runners on slants and digs and posts, like, yeah, that's why we're taught. That's why I've got a weird affinity for Brandon Ayuk. And that's why the 49ers coaching staff pushes him so hard, because he has the potential to be truly, like, legitimately special on the most important routes in the NFL right now. And yeah, I mean, that's like, it's why I'm just so high on this player. And I know he might be frustrating for dynasty and stuff like that. And how high can you rank him in fantasy because of the situation he's in? But man, like, the whole goal of reception perception is isolating players from the surroundings. And really, when you isolate him, he's just such a good player, such a good receiver. Whenever I do come out with those NFL receiver rankings, like, I think Brandon Ayuk's better receiver than like T. Higgins. I think Brandon Ayuk is a better receiver than a lot of guys that people would think are, like the, I don't even know. Like, I'd have to sit here and think, like, who can I really hot take this thing about? But yeah, I think Brandon Ayuk is like a free. He's at least a top 15 receiver in the NFL right now, based purely on ability.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So Brandon Ayuk, when we're talking about the post, dig, and slant, 82.6% success rate on the post, crazy high. 86.7% success rate on the dig, crazy high. And 84.6% success rate on the slant, which is really, 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 really good. So all three of those routes make up about 50% of his route total. So that, I just, like, again, I love what Shanahan does. You know, he's read the room and said, okay, you want to run cover two, that's fine. I've got my best player running these cover two breakers, and we'll just do that. We'll just do that. He's really good at that. And we'll just get him going in that aspect. By the way, can I go back to the whole prospect thing? Okay, so this is a guy that played at Arizona State. Obviously, you know me, I'm a Pac-12 guy. I watched this guy play a lot. I never understood this whole, like, I mean, yes, they found different weird collegiate creative ways to get him the football, but it's like, I never understood that. Like, just watch the guy play for, like, I mean, I watched him play, you know, I don't know, 6 or 10 games or whatever it was. But, I mean, he was running NFL routes, you know? It's not like he's running this Mickey Mouse stuff. Like, it didn't make sense. Like, has he developed as a route? Of course he has. But it's like, come on now. Like, it's not like he just went from ground zero to where he is today. He was still running a lot of those same things in college too, guys. You know, like, I just don't understand, you know, like, yeah, you can find weird creative collegiate ways to get a man a football, especially when he's a great athlete. Oh, by the way, can you talk about that? His after the catch ability and his contested catch ability. These are two areas where I was watching him play at Arizona State and just absolutely destroying my Cal Bears. I'm like, yeah, this guy's a special player. Right.
So yeah. Like, contested, like, all right. Contested catch ability. This past year, 77.8% contested catch rate on 16.4% of his sample targets were a contested target. And he's definitely a big time tackle breaker. More so last year, in 2021, the previous season, like, that was where I think him and Debo were 1 and 2 in percentage of multiple, like, in space attempts where they broke multiple tackles. This past year, Ayuk was only in space on 9.1% of his routes, which is, it's not that it's not among the league leaders, right? And he went down on first contact on 55%. But, you know, after catch stuff can still be random, and he's so physical and explosive, we know that. So yeah, it's definitely a strength of his game, even though I think, like, last year they're really having him do like the Julio Jones role with the Falcons in 2016, like when that offense was cooking with Shanahan. Like, that's the position that Ayuk is basically playing now. You're not going to be as much like the after catch guy there, but he has that ability, right? Like, if it's in a short space and he needs to break a couple tackles, he can definitely do that to, like, get in the end zone or get a first down, stuff like that. He's another guy that has, like, a lot of, I'm not going to say he has no holes in his game like Jamar Chase, but he definitely checks a lot of boxes. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he really does. And again, I'll also bring this back too, just for a little bit of perspective too. When you run deeper routes, your ability to break tackles becomes way less. You know, most of the tackle breaking stuff happens on these slant routes, you know, or routes that are basically, you know, closer to the line of scrimmage. So once you start getting down deep, obviously, I mean, just visualize it. You know, you go downfield and a guy catches the ball, he gets tackled immediately. You know what I mean? So
the top three guys in terms of percentage of the routes in space in reception perception right now on the website, CeeDee Lamb, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster. Like, these are guys who run a ton of routes out of the slot. They get those routes in space.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it that definitely makes a big difference there. It's like why people always would bring up a couple years ago, there was this weird thing on fantasy Twitter. It's like, is Mike Evans that good? Like, look at his yards after catch. Have you seen the routes that Mike Evans runs?
Why are you even bringing up yards after catch with Mike Evans? That is the most stupid argument.
After Mike Evans from the X
catches
receiver
a 50-yard bomb, right?
Yeah, like high-pointed 40-yard go route from. By the way, at that point, Jameis Winston wasn't exactly. Let me anticipate the window when he's coming open on us, the dig route against cover two, zone coverage, middle of the field. Yeah, when he catches like a 40-yard heater on a go route from the X receiver position from Jameis Winston. Yeah, he may have only gotten 0.1 inch after the catch. What a disappointment.
Unbelievable. It's like that's – oh, my gosh. It's stupid. Anyways, all right, this show has run a little bit long, but you know what? It was great to get Matt back on the horn here. Great to talk about these receivers yet again. Matt, give the folks out there a little bit more of a timeline of data drops and all that kind of stuff. And oh, by the way, in the background, we talked to QB Class, Derek Klassen, last week. He's working. He is working real hard to get some quarterback stats up, and we're going to have that relatively soon. I don't have an exact timeline. We want to make sure when we roll it out, it looks really good. But Matt, you got your stuff more dialed in. Give the folks out there a little idea of what the timeline's looking like over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, hopefully if people skipped over the episode last week because I wasn't on it, don't do that. Go back and listen to it. Great episode with Derek Klassen explaining some of what he does and talking about the rookie quarterbacks. But yeah, so for me, going to finish this week, just again, the year 3 to 4 wide receiver drop. Like I mentioned, CeeDee Lamb should be up on the site by the time you're listening to this. T. Higgins is next. Kadarius Toney, Gabe Davis, Rashad Bateman, Nico Collins after that. Then going to move on to like the actual guys that everybody thinks is the best receiver in the NFL. You know, like the guys that you know and love, like DK Metcalf and Cooper Kupp, you know, Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams. Some of those massive, massive big names coming next. That's the final drop that will take place just before July 4th. And then after that, it'll just be kind of like throwing guys up, filling in gaps, you know, some of these year 3 to 4 players, that I didn't get to, some other guys here and there, should be good, man. A lot of guys still left to chart, seems like, but
no doubt,
a lot of interesting, really good, fun players to chart. So that's exciting.
All right, receptionperception.com. And again, if you want more context, go check out those sortable data tables. As well. And again, we encourage those folks who are discovering us for the very first time. If you would like and subscribe to the podcast, we would very much appreciate it. All right. Show has run way too long, man. We got to get the hell out of here. For Matt Harmon, I'm James Coe. We'll see you.